Hi, my name is Zakiron, and welcome to my video podcast, The Two Most Profitable Investments on Earth, where I give you the two most valuable guaranteed to succeed surefire investments on Earth that if you invest your money, your time, and your energy towards, will 100% guarantee your success, happiness, and fulfillment. So enjoy my video podcast, The Two Most Profitable Investments on Earth. My name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love in my videos, podcasts, articles, and books, and other goodies and support at Zakiron.com. I reveal the master keys of success, business, money, leadership, relationship, and the law of attraction, and give you lots of wonderful guidance and tools and support to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator. So that you can consciously create and attract the happiness, health, wealth, abundance, and freedom that you desire. All right, so here we go. The two most profitable investments on Earth. Bum, 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 bum. So what are the two most profitable investments on Earth that if you invest in on a regular basis, you will absolutely, 100%, guaranteed to become rich. 100% of the time, guaranteed. Is it investing in stocks, real estate, cryptocurrency, computers, software? Well, those are all solid investments, but none of them can absolutely 100% guarantee that you will become rich. The only thing you can invest in that will 100% guaranteed make you rich is investing in your own mind and your own body. Boom! People feed their minds and bodies every day, but they generally feed them with crap. They put in constant negative news and gossip and judgment, but nothing positive. And they feed their bodies with toxic foods and zero exercise. So instead of feeding and filling your mind and body with stuff that is not only not helping them succeed and be happy, most people are literally killing their minds and bodies with toxic shit over time. So instead of filling your mind with cock-a-doodle every day, you need to be reading and listening and watching success and self-development books, audios, and videos that feed your mind with health mind food, with health superfoods, with mind superfoods, and fill it with priceless guidance and inspiration and excitement and exciting things. And that is guaranteed 100% to make you rich. It will make you rich in a positive attitude. And this happy, positive attitude will also make you physically healthy, because nothing outside of your body can make you healthy. Only your mind and your thoughts can actually make you healthy. A positive attitude makes you happy, which is absolutely priceless, because happiness is all anyone wants in the first place. And being happy is being rich, like I said in my last video, and is an absolute imperative first step to actually getting rich financially, which is getting happy first. Which then the riches must come, absolutely. You must build up the inner bank account of your mind with positive, success-oriented, fun, and joy-oriented thoughts and beliefs and ideas and inspiration and excitement and passion, which makes you very rich in mind and even body. Because when you're excited and you're inspired and you're passionate, well, then your body is happy and healthy too. And you can build up that mind bank by meditating and doing affirmations and visualizations and focusing on your dreams and desires alone. by yourself in your own hour of power, undisturbed by the world. Focus, 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 connecting to source. Then you are rich in desires. Then you are rich in dreams. And this inspires you to be rich in ideas that literally can make you physically rich. But before that, you're rich in ideas and opportunities. You're rich in creativity. You're rich in emotions, and the emotions must come first and always do come first. It's emotional reality first and then physical reality. And then, of course, you're rich in ideas. Being rich with ideas is being rich in creativity, and that is priceless. Being rich in ideas and dreams and desires inspires you to take action because you believe that achieving your dreams is actually possible. Woohoo! And you're never more fulfilled than when you are pursuing your dreams, when you are on the path, when you are on the adventure of creating your dreams. And the feeling of fulfillment is a feeling of riches beyond mere financial wealth. Fulfillment is the juice of life. It is the nectar of creation. Fulfillment is the richness of life. The only reason anyone wants to be financially rich is because they believe they will feel good when it happens. And of course, that will make them happy. So getting happy and filling up your mind bank with amazing guidance and inspiration and ideas and creativity and excitement and achieving fulfillment is riches beyond the physical representation of monetary physical wealth. Happiness is wealth. Happiness is riches. All right, so that was number one guaranteed success, get you rich scheme. And then the second 100% guaranteed to get you rich investment is investing in your body. So investment number one is investing in your mind. Investment number two is investing in your body, because without a healthy body, all the riches in the world aren't going to mean anything. All the riches in the world are not going to keep you healthy. You got to keep yourself healthy with your healthy mind. That's why your first investment is mind, and then your second investment is your body. If you're dead, all the money in the world isn't going to bring you back to life. I'm always amazed at how little people invest in their minds and their bodies. I spend way more money on my mind and my body than anything else. Most people spend tens of thousands of dollars and hundreds of thousands of dollars on their cars and their houses and stupid things that don't really help them financially, spiritually, mentally, but hardly spend a dime on their minds and bodies. Unlike the majority of people, I've spent tens of thousands, possibly hundreds of thousands of dollars on my mind and body, and very little on cars and houses. Cars and houses are great, and especially boats. I love boats. But if you are unhealthy and you have no vitality and you're even decaying, rotting as it were, because you have put all your energy and money into stupid physical representations of riches and wealth, because you want to look good and you want everyone else to think you're rich, but you've spent zero, nada, crap a doodle on your mind and body, and you've got diseases and you're slowly dying and decaying. Well, what freaking good is that house and that car and even that boat, God forbid, doing for you? What freaking good is all those goodies when you're rotting in your mind and body? What freaking good is that high-paying job doing you if it is killing you from stress? what freaking good is all that money that you're wasting on the appearance of wealth doing you when internally your mind and your body are poor and decrepit and directionless and lacking in vitality and lacking in riches and lacking in vitality? Having big houses, expensive cars, expensive jewelry, etc., are not going to make you happy if you're not happy in the first place. Because then you'll just need some other more expensive representation of wealth to give you another fix, a temporary hit of satisfaction, like a drug and a temporary feeling of worthiness and happiness. But physical things do not make anyone happy. You choose to be happy because of that physical thing. Or you choose to be happy or sad without it. It's your choice. Always, whether you're going to be happy or not in any situation, regardless of the conditions of your life. It is not the thing or the house or the car or the money or the honey or the lack of those things that makes you happy or sad. It's your choice. Your choice to feel happy or sad, regardless of those conditions. Nothing outside of you has any direct control over your feelings. It's your choice to give those things outside of you control over your feelings or not. That is why it is ludicrous to spend tons of money on things you believe will make you happy. That is an absolute waste of money because those things are just your drug. And drug addicts always need another hit and need a bigger fix and another fix and a bigger high the next time. It is a much smarter choice to instead invest thousands, even tens of thousands, even hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars upon your mind and your body. And with this solid investment, take this mind bank and body bank to create immense physical wealth and joy and fun and adventure. Then you can buy houses and cars and boats and vacations to your heart's content. But these things are just for fun. They're just the icing on the cake. They're not the source of your happiness. They're just things that add to your happiness. They're just the things that add to the joy you've already created within. They're not the source of your joy and happiness. Everything in your life, including relationships, should only add to the joy you've already created within. That way you never have to feel the angst of heartache when he or she leaves you, because he or she is not something, it's not a condition that determines your happiness. Do not make anything or anyone the source of your happiness. That is the absolute source of disempowerment on planet Earth. Let everything and everyone off of your hook and stop making them responsible for your happiness. It's not your wife's responsibility to make you happy. It's not your husband's. It's not your kids. It's not your mother, father, friends, government, countries, what the fuck ever responsibility to make you happy. It's your responsibility to make you happy. So not only is it not their job, but they can't even do it anyway. They can't make you happy. Only you can make yourself happy. And you can make yourself happy by investing in yourself, by making you the number one priority on planet Earth. I mean, why does everyone buy us birthday presents, but we don't buy ourselves one? Why do we buy Christmas presents for everyone else, but we don't buy ourselves presents? Well, I do. I buy myself more presents than anybody else. It's because we've been taught to think of everyone else on planet Earth above ourselves. We've been taught to not even think about ourselves. where we've been taught to think that we're unworthy, that we're sinful, etc., which is all bullshit. And that is complete, that is, I used those bad words. I should have said, that is male bovine excrement. That is major cock-a-doody. The fact is, you can't actually help anyone outside of yourself. They can only help themselves. You can certainly influence them, especially with the example of your self-empowered life, but it is each individual's person's own choice to decide how they are going to feel. The only creative control you have in life is with your own mind and your own body. Your own thinking and how you treat yourself. How you think about this, that, and the other thing. And how you're feeling. You have zero, nada, nil control over anything in the world of form. Did you get that? You have zero, nada, zilch control over the world of form and anyone in it. Zero. And you have zero control over your partners, your lovers, your girlfriends, your boyfriends, your children. So stop trying to control them. You're wasting your energy. You got zero control. You can't control them. So stop wasting your creative energy. Stop wasting your valuable, amazing creative energy trying to control people and things and circumstances with your actions and your judgments and your rejections and denying people love to manipulate and control them like you're a fucking warden of a prison. They do nothing but deny you love because whatever you give, you get. So if you are rejecting people and denying them love and judging people, well, then you're just going to get back what you're given, baby. So if you're in debt up to your eyeballs with your mortgage and your car loan payments and credit card debt because you've spent way above your means, it is a sure bet that you have spent a ton more money on external representations of wealth and next to nothing on the internal wealth power that you have, your mind and your body. But it is not too late to give up your addiction to external representations of happiness, wealth, and start creating internal wealth and happiness. And you can begin that journey by getting stuck into my daily success rituals, my video and podcast series. I've put a link in this post, and if you're checking this out on YouTube, it's going to be in the description. That is still absolutely 100% free of charge on my website at zakyron.com. And I'll have a link, like I said, on this post or in my YouTube. And check out my Leaders Are Readers success book list and start reading 10 pages a day of success, law of attraction, and self-development books. And really, you don't need to read 100 books, even though there is way over 100 books in the list. You really need to just keep reading the best books, the top 10 books over and over again, such as Think and Grow Rich, Magic of Thinking Big, Asking It Is Given, etc., etc. Read those books over and over again, and be listening to self-development audios while you're at work or driving. No excuses. I don't have the time and the money are not valid excuses to fail in life. So I don't want to hear that male bovine excrement. I don't have the time to read or listen to audios or attend seminars. Is all more male bovine excrement, also known as bull cock-a-doody, also known as bullshit. I can't afford it. I can't afford not to do it. I can't afford to invest money. I can't afford not to. It's all cock-a-doody, cock-a-doody-doo. Anyway, I hope you get my freaking point. Stop wasting your time, money, attention, and energy on crap that is sabotaging your success and happiness and start investing in the most powerful resource you have, your mind and your body. Take care of your own mind and body first before even considering any other person on planet Earth. Just like when you're in an airplane, you got to put your mask, your oxygen mask on first before you can help your kid. So take care of your own mind and body first before even considering anyone else on planet Earth, because if you're mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, and financially depleted, then you've got nothing left to give anyone. You're not going to have anything left to be able to help anyone. Now, get on the internet and download my Success Ritual series to your phone. Get into starting your day with an hour of power every day and subscribe to audiobook apps and start listening to audiobooks on YouTube. Not bullshit, just self-development, success, law of attraction stuff. Get the top 10 books on my success book list and start reading. And go buy yourself a birthday gift and a Christmas gift. In fact, buy 10 birthday gifts and 10 Christmas gifts for all the ones you've missed. Alright. Hope you enjoyed my video podcast. If you got something, please share it with your friends. Bless them with these amazing, awesome teachings. And come visit me at zakyron.com. Come say hello on Facebook. I'm easy to find. Come avail yourself of the amazing support and guidance and goodies, podcasts and videos, and to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator so that you can create whatever you want in your life. My name is Zakyron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast. And I wish you immense joy and abundance and love and adventure and excitement and travel and lots of sex and more sex and joy and fun on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!